recess back into regular session.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Now back in regular session. We have the minutes of September 27th. Any questions, corrections, additions? Hearing none, they will stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. There is one note thanking County Council for the donation from the band to the beach event, and that was from Chamber of Commerce of Greater Milford. And that is all.
Any correspondence from Council? Correspondence from Council? Okay, now it's time for public comment. With nobody here. Operator, would you check online? Anybody there for public comment? Thank you. We'll close public comments. We have one consent agenda. Use of existing sewer infrastructure agreement, IUA 1205, Heritage Shores Phase 4F, Western Sussex area. Any questions on that? Not entertaining a motion to approve it.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carries. Mr. Lawson, your report, please.
Thank you. County Administrator's report for October 11th, 2022. Item one, the Delaware State Police year-to-date activity report for August 2022 is attached, listing the number of violent crime and property crime arrests, as well as total traffic charges and corresponding arrests. In addition, DUI and total vehicle crashes investigated are listed. In total, there were 191 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of August. Item two, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Haley's Glen Phase 2 construction record received substantial completion effective September 28th. And item three, it's with sadness that we note the passing of former county employee Beverly Wilson on Thursday, September 29th. Beverly began her career with Sussex County government in July 1989 with a total of 14 years of service. Her last position was security guard at the airport. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Wilson family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman.
And Cheddar.
Step it on down here.
They put me in panic mode because they called and said, you're ready for me. I'm like, I just looked at my screen and it was on intermission. Okay, so I know you like when Hans chats to you more than me, but
you're doing fine
updates.
Job.
So this is for the
Thank
South
you for
Coast.
Coming in.
This is for the South Coastal Wastewater Regional Facility Treatment Process Upgrades. This is a change order for General Construction Project C-19-11. And this is for the headworks at the Scruff Treatment Plant. The headworks are covered and ventilated, air treated for odors, and the contract included unit pricing repair items for the headworks. Damage discovered during the rehabilitation work in the headworks and grit tanks indicated corrosion way above what was anticipated. So the engineering department initiated RFP 071 for improvements to the headworks ventilation. And after value engineering by MF Romka and Sons, they proposed to perform the work for $126,590.76. And the department recommends approval of change order number 25, significantly extending the asset life of the headworks in the amount of $126,590.76.
Do you have a motion?
Get the right one. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that change order number 25 for contract C-19-11 South Coastal WRF Treatment Process Upgrade number 3 and Rehoboth Beach WTP Capital Improvement Program Phase 2 General Construction be approved, increasing the contract by $126,590.76.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Green. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir.
All right. The next one is for the electrical construction project C-19-17, change order number 19. This one was based on the fact that after completion, there was to be off-site training for the Sussex County engineering staff. Our engineers, GHD, is going to handle the programming. So our staff is not required to attend the off-site training, so we get a credit back. And it'd be to provide a credit proposal to remove the off-site manufacturing course training specified in the construction documents. This will be conducted as part of the startup process, resulting in a credit of $17,758.13. And the engineering department recommends acceptance of BW Electric Incorporated's proposed credit change order number 19 in the amount of $17,758.13.
And you have a motion.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 19 for contract C-19-17 SCRWF treatment process upgrade number 3 to RBWTP capital improvement program phase 2 electrical construction be approved for a decrease of $17,758.13.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second.
Second.
Mr. Hudson, questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
We like that. Very, very concise. Grant request, Ms. Jennings.
Good afternoon, Mr. President, members of council. The first grant request is Milton Arts Guild is requesting $5,000 for their facility expansion project. There are no previous grants for this organization, and Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I will give $1,000 from my council matic account toward this facility.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Schaefer, to grant $1,000 to the Milton Arts Guild Incorporated for their facility expansion project from Council District 2's grant. Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
And next one is Milton Historical Society is requesting $2,000 for upgrades to their financial system to a cloud-based Clover POS system. Last grant received was for Discover Delaware in the amount of $750 from Mr. Burton, and Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
So I will put $1,000 from my council account toward this.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $1,000 from District 2's Council MAC funds to the Milton Historical Society for upgrades to their financial system to a cloud-based POS system. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Clear Space Theater Companies requesting $1,500 for their 2023 spring production. Last grant received was in the amount of $1,500 for program expenses by Mr. Hudson. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,500 from my Councilmatic account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Green to grant $1,500 from District 3's Councilmatic account to Clear Space Theater Company for their 2023 spring productions. Questions on the motion? We'll take it over to Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, next one is Children's Beach House is requesting $10,000 for upgrades to their youth development program. Last grant received for this program was $2,000. It was Mr. Schaefer for $1,000, and Mr. Hudson also gave $1,000. Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from my council medic agreement.
I'll also do $1,000.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second, Mr. Hudson. To grant $2,000 to Children's Beach House Incorporated for their youth development program, being $1,000 from District 3 council medic funds and $1,000 from District 4 council medic funds. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, and the last one is Family Promise of Southern Delaware. It's requesting $20,000 for their eviction prevention project. There are no previous grants to this organization, and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Mr. Schaefer.
I will offer $1,000 from my council medic account.
Motion, Mr. Schaefer. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Green to grant $1,000 from the District 3 council medic account to the Family Promise of Southern Delaware for the Eviction Prevention Program. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you all. Introduction proposed zoning ordinance is Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. The first one's in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an amendment of condition N of the conditions of approval in ordinance number 2766, conditional use number 2201, relating to the sale of campsites within a campground RV park to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 8.0 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mr. Schaefer, introduce it.
The next one and the remaining ones are reintroductions, and the first one is in Mr. Schaefer's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for multifamily two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.79 acres more or less.
I will reintroduce.
Schaefer, introduce it.
And the next one is in Ms. Green's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district and a C1 general commercial district for a solar farm to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 25.327 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Ms. Green, introduce it.
The next one is in Mr. Vincent's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a solar farm to be located on a portion of a certain parcel of land lying being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 25.012 acres more or less.
I'll introduce it.
And the last one is in Mrs. Green's district. An ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a 5.8 megawatt ground-mounted solar farm to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 32.90 acres more or less.
I will introduce it.
Mrs. Green, introduce it.
And that is all.
Thank you, sir. Councilmember comments? Councilmember comments?
Do we have an update on where fire this week? One of the EMS?
Oh, I didn't see 108 with Mr. Lawson. You want to give an update on that real quick?
Yes. The shoreline on the back of a paramedic vehicle caught on fire, and the one bay that the vehicle was in was damaged. SurfPro has analyzed and will take that bay down to the studs, and then we will rebuild from there. Good news is none of the garage was affected beyond that, and we were able to salvage just a little bit of stuff out of the vehicle, not a lot, but that will be addressed with insurance.
Okay, good.
Any other comments, anybody? Entertained motion to adjourn.
Move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson?
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
I will, yes, we care. We're now adjourned. Thank you, everybody.